Hello, this is Joanna Patrice Haggerty, and I am on location at the 2023 Holiday Pop-Up Market at the Asheville Mall. This is sponsored by WWBC and BizRadio.us. We have 50 local women-owned entrepreneurs here selling their goods and getting their name out there for folks. Joining me now is Phyllis Brooks of Dreamations by Phyllis. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
It's so wonderful. And for anyone who shows up, you can find her. She's the one with the adorable beauty mark of gingerbread.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about Dreamations by Phyllis and what it is and what you offer.
Well, I started painting as a young child. Then I had a family of my own with children and a husband. So I gave it up, but then during the pandemic, when I was looking for things to do because you couldn't really go anywhere, I started painting again. And it just started as a hobby, and a friend of mine told me that I should start selling these paintings, you know, because I was giving them to friends and relatives. And so I started going to markets with her, and then I would... Dreamations just kind of came to my head one day, so
I love that.
That became my business name.
That's amazing.
And I do mostly landscape paintings, sceneries of places I've been to, and I was inspired by Bob Ross. He's my hero.
He's such a hero to everyone, isn't he?
So I love Bob Ross. I watch a lot of his videos, and he inspires me a lot. So that's kind of how it all came about.
I love that, and I imagine, too, that name that sort of popped in, it sounds like it really relates to the type of scenery you create, right? Things you physically have seen, but even creating from that imagination inside.
Yes.
How exciting. Yeah. And so I imagine you've done a lot of the pop-up markets and the physical markets to help get your name out there.
Yeah. I also have an Etsy site.
Oh, great.
And I'm on Instagram and Facebook as well.
Oh, I love that. That's so helpful. So before we started the show, you told me that the business is a little bit of a stress reliever for you.
Yes.
Let's talk about that, because honestly, that doesn't feel the same for everyone. So I love wanting to capitalize, especially during this time of year, on how can we have business feel good?
Well, sometimes when I'm stressed out about, you know, life in general.
As a do.
And, you know, and I have a full-time job as well. So.
Oh, wow.
When I get home in the evenings, and primarily on weekends, I just pull out the paintbrush and some canvas, and it helps me forget what I was stressed about.
Yeah.
So it's a really good stress reliever.
That's so powerful. And it is amazing when you can take something that's a stress reliever and turn it into a business, because it feels good, right?
Yes,
there's that
definitely.
Symbiotic relationship back and forth.
Yes.
Wow. Well, I'm curious, what are some of the main goals that you have for your business moving forward?
Well, I am nearing, excuse me, my career, if you will, is the big years are behind me. So,
are we saying it's winding down? Is that what we're saying we're heading towards?
Yeah, so I'd like to have a little storefront somewhere once I'm able to retire. I'll probably be working until the day of my funeral, but when I am ready to retire, I would like to have a little storefront and just, you know, just sell my paintings to people in the area.
I love that. You said, what are the social channels you have? How can people find you online?
They can find me on Etsy at Dreamations by Phyllis.
That's amazing.
And also on Instagram and Facebook at Dreamations by Phyllis.
I love that. Well, I want to talk a little bit more about the materials you use. Are you an oil painter like Bob Ross was?
No, I do acrylics.
Okay.
Acrylics. And I've recently gotten into watercolors, but I'm not quite as good at watercolors.
Watercolors are hard, aren't they? I've been dabbling a little. I've done more acrylics myself. Mm-hmm. But watercolor is a new challenge at times, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
And I do some decoupage.
Ooh.
And I've just recently started that. So acrylics and decoupage are probably my biggest things.
I love that. How exciting. And I imagine if Bob Ross is an inspiration for you, you believe that everybody has the freedom to paint and be creative and pull that art out and use it as a stress reliever, whether it turns into a business or not, right?
Yeah. I mean, the art that I do, everybody can do something.
I love that.
You know, that's how I feel. You know, I've heard people say, I can't paint anything, but if you just sit down and just let your mind do the work, you can.
I love that. What a beautiful message, Phyllis. And thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for sharing your art with the world.
And thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you all for listening. And please be sure to check out bizradio.us for more great conversations around small and mid-sized businesses, leaders, and innovators.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.